Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs is leasing armories in four Bering Strait communities for use as COVID-19 patient isolation units. KNOM reports that Brevig Mission, Stebbins, Teller, and Unalakleet residents who test positive for the coronavirus can now quarantine or receive care at their local armory. Kowarik Emergency Preparedness Specialist Charlene Saklamana says the majority of the 20 Bering Strait regional communities Kowarik serves have inadequate options for quarantining.
Most of our communities have relied on utilizing the school as a sheltering location when we've had some of these severe fall sea storms. So we knew and we understood that the villages would find themselves eventually in a position where they would have to identify a location where they could care for patients that would allow social distancing from the rest of the community.
So far, three out of four of the communities have confirmed patients with the virus since the pandemic hit Western Alaska. An Anchorage Planned Parenthood building was graffitied with threatening messages yesterday. Alaska Public Media reports that the phrases quit or die and, quote, stop killing our kids were painted on the windows of the Lake Otis Clinic location. Another message graffitied on the sidewalk referred to staff members as, quote, murderers. Communications Director for Planned Parenthood's Northwest Region, Katie Rogers, says the graffiti was cleaned up and that the clinic has strong security measures in place to protect patients and staff. In an email, she said, quote, "We've seen an alarming increase in hostility against abortion providers and patients across the country in recent months. We will not stand for this dangerous rhetoric, and we will continue to provide expert, non-judgmental care," unquote. I'm Dan Bross.